Buckeye Egg Farm in central Ohio is one of the country's largest egg producers. Its 15 million hens, spread over 6,000 acres, also attract millions of flies, which at times get so bad that classes at a nearby school have had to be shut down. An effort to control the pests and pollution by shutting down some of the farm's barns has run into some resistance from state officials. From member station WMUB in Oxford, Ohio, Natalie Walstom reports.
Robert and Rosella Bear decorate their house with gifts that help them laugh. Wooden hens, rubber chickens, and plastic flies with suction cups.
No flies though. It looks like there's fly specks all over too.
The couple planned a quiet retirement in their home here, surrounded by soybean fields. Instead, in 1995, Buckeye Egg Farm moved 3 million hens right next door. And since then, the Bears have spent much of their time videotaping piles of dead chickens and manure left standing near their house, sometimes for months on end. Rosella says the unsanitary piles attract flies of biblical proportions.
We used to have our bear reunions here at our house for about 5 years, and the last reunion we had, we had as many flies as we did people.
The Bears and their neighbors worked with Ohio's Environmental Protection Agency and the state's attorney general to fight the pollution, taking Buckeye Egg to court numerous times in recent years. Early this summer, in a landmark ruling, a judge ordered the corporate farm to begin shutting down 32 of its barns in two counties, and the state EPA began working to shut down all 125 of Buckeye Egg's barns. Just when it seemed the huge farm would finally cut back, the state took jurisdiction of the egg farm away from its EPA, giving it instead to Ohio's Department of Agriculture. Now, years of effort by the EPA to revoke the farm's permits are all for naught. And Agriculture Department Director Fred Daly says, unlike state EPA officials, he doesn't want the egg farm to close.
We've had animal rights activists involved and some environmental activists that simply want all of these facilities shut down. My goal is not to shut down Buckeye Egg Farm. My goal is to have it managed responsibly.
It's not clear exactly who is running the company at this point. The owner, Anton Pohlmann, retired this spring, returning to his native Germany, where he has been banned from ever owning chicken farms. Buckeye Egg CFO Matt Doyle did not return phone calls seeking an interview. While Agriculture Director Daly says Buckeye Egg could soon be sold, critics, like Ken Midkiff, who heads the Clean Water Campaign for the Sierra Club, says that's not a solution. Midkiff charges Ohio's Agriculture Department with being more of a big farm promoter than watchdog.
The EPA regulations have been stifled by Big Ag, and I'm talking about the Farm Bureau, the Corn Growers Association, pork producers, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and others have been attempting to keep agriculture from being regulated.
A few weeks ago, Buckeye Egg Farm neighbors held a yard sale to raise money for attorney fees. An Amish family sold fudge and pies from the back of their black buggy. A half dozen people wearing no Buckeye Egg t-shirts sat eating hamburgers beneath a small canopy. Becky Kibler says she doesn't see how this huge farm can ever operate without significantly polluting the place she's lived her entire life.
I guess you kind of live with a ball in your stomach of that they're doing something wrong, and it seems like you can't stop them.
Kibler and others here say they'll continue their fight against Buckeye Egg Farm and against the tons of fly-attracting manure that the millions of chickens produce each day. For NPR News, I'm Natalie Walston in Wyandotte County, Ohio.